The Valley's housing market continues to be one of the hottest in the country, as the median prices reach levels the area hasn't seen before. And an increasing number of real estate transactions are happening in connection with iBuying through companies like Zillow, Opendoor, and OfferPad. According to a story in Phoenix New Times, those three businesses have more than 12% of all active property listings in Maricopa County and neighboring Pinal County. To learn more, I'm joined by Mark Stapp of ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. So, Mark, how much of the market is being driven by iBuying?
Well, as the technology behind iBuying increases, you're going to see more and more of the transactions being driven by those kinds of platforms. So it's not a surprise that we're seeing a greater percentage of sales listings as a result of these iBuying platforms. You know, the entire industry has been slow to adapt to technology for quite a long time. And I think one of the things that we're seeing is a response to two things. One of them is obviously technology changes, but also an environment in Arizona that supports this kind of activity. And those are going to result in more transactions like this, and ownership and buying and selling on these platforms.
Certainly, this is a hot market, but is it artificially inflated at all? And if so, because of the iBuy?
You know, Steve, I read some of the reports and, you know, it states, well, the house was bought through an iBuyer for X amount, and it sold, you know, a month or two later for Y amount, and therefore they had really significant profit. You know, there's a value proposition here for the person who sells to the iBuyer, and they're willing to give up some of that potential gain for convenience and for certainty. And the iBuying platforms many times do things to the homes to clean them up. So there's expenses associated with this that you don't see reflected in these costs. So I don't know that we have enough information to determine how much real profit these entities make. But from the buyer and seller standpoint, the question is this distorting the market? And I don't think that it is. You know, the iBuying functions in a particular band within the marketplace itself. That's where it's most efficient. Unfortunately, that's where median house prices and below median house prices are. So it does add competition. I don't know that it artificially inflates the marketplace, because if buyers couldn't buy, then the iBuyer wouldn't be able to sell and you wouldn't see the transactions. But it does make it harder for the average person who doesn't have cash to jump in quickly and buy. And that I do think has had a negative effect.
Why does Phoenix continue to be so attractive when it comes to real estate generally, and then more specifically when it comes to the iBuy?
Two things. One of them is our economy is so diverse and is so strong that it drives employment growth, and employment growth generally drives population growth, which then drives housing demand, right? So that's the very simple thing. And so as long as we continue to have strong economic growth, we're going to continue to see a strong real estate market. Particular to iBuying, you know, there's a growing segment called PropTech. And in 2019, the governor signed a piece of legislation that created the Property Technology Sandbox. And a year or so prior to that, he had signed a similar piece of legislation called the FinTech Sandbox. And those two things put Arizona, in particular metropolitan Phoenix, on the map as being a driver for innovation in finance and technology. And it's having a very significant impact. These are managed through the Commerce Authority, I believe. And, you know, couple that with Arizona State University and the engineering and technology talent that's coming out of there, those things coupled are driving a lot of this innovation. And that's why I say we're going to continue to see a lot of this as time goes on. I mean, you have OfferPad, you have Homey, you have Lesson, you have Flip, you have Zillow. And there's a lot more, I think, to come. It's just getting started. And it's going to disrupt a marketplace that has historically not been changed. And it's changing transactions, it's changing relationships, and we're leading the nation. And one of the other reasons, Steve, is in order to test technology, you need to have a lot of transactions. And so because we're a very dynamic marketplace, because our housing market is so strong and we have a lot of transactions, it's a good place to test these things. And then we see them expanding out and scaling across the country. And that gives us a place in the national economy and in, arguably in the local global economy as well, for driving technology in the real estate and finance sectors.
And Mark, finally, iBuying has become more popular. That's certainly why we're talking about it. But there is also this cloud of negativity over it. Why is there that negativity? And is it people who don't want technology to replace what has been going on in real estate for many years? Is it people who are involved in these careers?
Yeah, I think some of it is that, Steve. It's people, especially people who have been in an industry for a long time and used to doing business a certain way, and it disrupts their personal business. So brokers, you know, sales, licensed sales agents, you have some negative impacts from it, because you do make it more difficult for individual buyers at some levels to be able to compete to purchase the house when the iBuyer is buying it. But, you know, then you turn around and you see that they're selling it. Would the seller have sold it for more money anyway if they had put it in the open market through the normal selling process, or listing it, putting a sign out in front, et cetera, et cetera? So, you know, so I don't know. But, you know, certain people are affected by this, and that in a tight market causes people to think that this might be a bad thing.
And that is Mark Stapp of ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business.